We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the
day. Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. I'm Tina Dobbs, sitting in the driver's seat this morning. My sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, is over there running the iPad for us. And our guest this morning is our sister in Christ, Miss Mary Fullerton. How are you this morning?
I'm just doing great. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow.
Amen. That's a good word. It's good to see you this morning. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. Or you can comment on the Facebook post, or you can send it to the Facebook page in Messenger. And we will do our best to get it on paper and pray for you about halfway through the program. We do a record in two parts, and I'll do my best to get that uploaded shortly after the program has ended. Our sponsor for today is Grants Auction and Realty. They don't charge you more, they make you more by itemizing and cataloging all your items. Please like, share, and comment to let us know you're joining us, even if it's the replay. I think I covered it all. Would you like to pray to start us out?
Okay. Father God, we just give you praise for the privilege of being here this morning and sharing your word, Lord. And we thank you, Father, because your word never changes. It is the one absolute in our life, Lord. And it's a sure foundation underneath our feet. And so, Lord, we thank you for your word that endures forever. We thank you that you are a God that you do not change, and you have no respect of persons, Lord, and we just praise your holy name. Lord, we ask for your anointing, Lord, to be on us, Lord, and help us open the ears of people this morning that they would receive what they need to be an encouragement for their hearts and lives, Lord, that they may go through this year, Lord, in victory, looking unto you, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And Lord, we thank you because you put our feet on solid ground. And we give you praise, Lord, for all that you do for us. Bless this time in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I like your title, A New Beginning, A Brand New Start.
Yes. And I came up with this because I was thinking, hey, we're in a new year now, you know, 2024. What will 2024 bring, you know? And then this phrase came to me, a new beginning. And I thought of that because of what God has been doing in me just the last few months of 2023. And then the other day, on the last day of the year, on December the 31st, I was in a service and we prayed for one another. I'm going to go and share a little bit about that. But something was spoken to me that went right along with this. And so, I mean, it was just like, because I always say, Lord, what do you want me to give at Hour of Power? Give me something that you want. And it's like, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he just lined it out for me. So, so as I said, God spoke to me several months ago in the last half of 2023. He had begun to show me some personal things in my life that had changed. Some areas that I had lost ground without really realizing it. It happened so gradually, and I was in a situation that I had no control over, so I didn't know what to do. until God spoke to me and told me to do a certain thing. I knew God spoke to me because he gave me 8 confirmations. I said, Lord, I need to know that's really you talking to me, because there's 3 voices. There's your own voice, you know, our personal thoughts and feelings and stuff. There's the devil's voice, and the devil loves to bring division, and he comes in as an angel of light sometimes, mm-hmm. And you have to be very careful, because he can almost mimic God's voice to where it's kind of hard sometimes to tell the difference. And so you have to know whether it's God really speaking to you or the devil trying to deceive you, because he's a master at deceiving people. The Bible says he comes in as an angel of light, mm-hmm. and deceives people. So you have to have proper discernment. And that was one of the things that the Lord highlighted to me, that because one day I was at a certain place and I was doing something that I was having fun in, but it really wasn't necessary. And it came to me that I needed to go home. And I thought, what do I need to go home for? I don't have any reason to go home. I don't have anything that needs to be done at home. Nobody is coming that I know of. I mean, I don't have any appointments. Why do I need to go home? And so I was enjoying what I was doing, so I just kept doing what I was doing. And I finished up what I was doing. And then later I went home. And I was sitting there, and the Lord said, because like a few days before that, I had told the Lord, I said, Lord, I don't have any agenda of my own. Hmm. I want what you want. And so you put me where you want me. You know, I always pray that way. Put me where you want me and help me to do what you want to do. And the Lord, it was just so, he said, you have been asking me to take you to a new place and do a new thing. And he said, you didn't realize it, but that was me that spoke to you to go home. Because he said, if you had a gone home and spent the time with me, there's no telling what I would have done. But he said, now you're going to have to wait a while. Mm. So he didn't say, I'm not going to do it,
right.
But you're going to have to wait a while because you didn't discern my voice. And this is, see, I mean, it hits home, you know. But he had to show me that thing, that, you know, because it didn't even occur to me, mm-hmm. that, you know, that I was doing anything. But that's how important it is. How many good things do we miss and we don't even know it? Mm. And so, anyway, so those are the things that he began to show me, and he spoke to me, and he told me. And so, anyway, and then, later, he allowed a certain situation to happen. And something was going to take place. And I went somewhere to another church in another town. And and at the end of the service, the minister said, does anybody need prayer? Well, I knew the situation that I was in, and so I thought, well, I do, but I don't exactly know how to ask for prayer, because I don't want to put anybody in a bad light. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to say anything that I shouldn't against this situation and make it worse. So I said, Lord, I don't even know how to ask for prayer. And he said, just tell them you have a situation that only God can handle. I said, boy, Lord, that's the truth. Only you can have, and that says nothing. And that could mean anything in the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't target anybody or anything, you know. And so that's what I got up. And I told, when they asked me, what did you need? And I said, I have a situation only God can handle. They started praying, and out of their mouth, Mary, God would have you know that thus and so and thus and so. And you are not supposed to allow anybody to do thus and so and thus and so. And it was just the opposite. I mean, it was just what had been told me that was going to happen. And God was telling me not to do that, not mm-hmm. to let that happen. So I went back to the situation, and I looked at this person and I said, I know you feel like you have to obey God. And I said, and I know that you may feel like God told you to do this thing and you have to obey God. But I said, so do I. Mm-hmm. And I said, I went somewhere and they prayed for me, you know. And I said, and this is what came forth. And I just spit it out just the way that it came, you know. And it was directly against what, you know, what this person was going to do. So I said, if you feel like you have to do that, I said, I have to obey God too. Mm-hmm. And so if you're going to do that, there's no reason for me to be here. And because I have to obey God and I have to go where I have the liberty to do what he tells me to do mm-hmm. and say what he tells me to say. And so from that point on, then I went home and I said, Lord, do you have anything else you want to tell me about this situation? And he spoke two words to me. And I said, and that's the point that I said, Lord, I have to have confirmation of this. And I just thought one or two confirmations, that was just, you know, would be enough. God gave me eight confirmations. And later I asked him, I said, Lord, how come when I was just expecting one or two, how come you gave me eight? And he said, eight is the number for new beginnings. Mm-hmm. So see, I mean, it's just a new beginning, a brand new start. And so since then, he has put me with, like, that I am fellowshipping with five different ministries. And so you talk about a new beginning. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, so I have been asking God, to give me, to restore some things, you know, that I had lost during that time. And I thought that it would take quite a while to get them back. But God began to put me just at different times in different situations. And he started moving on me in a way that he hadn't moved on me in a long time. And he began to restore those things to me. And it's going to continue. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to continue. So, like I said, Sunday I was in a service where we prayed for one another. And as the minister laid his hands on me, he said, Mary, and see, I hadn't, as far as I remember, I hadn't told him anything. And I said, and he said, Mary, I just sense that God is going to do some new things in you this next year. And he's going to take you, into new territories or encounters that you have never experienced before. And I thought, wow, Lord, I'm 72 years old, and I'm still taking new territory. You know, I mean, it's exciting.
Yes, it's a new adventure.
For him. And so, and here while back, the person that had prayed for me before and told me not to do thus and so, I saw them a little later, and I asked them to pray for me again before I left to come home. And that time they prayed for me and they said, Mary, I see you, and you and God are in a car together, and you're going down the road, and you don't know where you're going, but God does. So just enjoy the journey. Mm-hmm. So, and then this guy comes along and says, you're going to have new beginnings, you know. He's going to give you new territory and stuff. So I'm excited about this next year. And I'm really encouraged because I have been asking him to restore those things, and it's not going to take as long as you think it would, mm-hmm. you know. And I had also been praying about certain areas that I would like to experience. Like, I don't hardly have any dreams, as far as I know. I don't remember. There's only been once or twice that I had a dream that I really remember, and there's only been once. I don't know that this was a dream, but there's been one time that I felt like he showed me something that he was going to do. And so I've been asking the Lord to allow me to have more dreams and to give me visions, because as far as I can remember, I don't think I've ever had a vision. I woke up one time out of a dream, and I remember that dream. It was like, at first I was a tree by a riverbank, and all of a sudden that tree just uprooted itself and jumped into the river, and it got right in the middle of the river, and it just spread out its roots everywhere in this dream. Anyway, I thought, and when I woke up, I thought, oh, wow, Lord. And so then I went to church the next time, I think, that I remember going. And I got up and I was testifying. And I don't even remember now what I said when I testified. But when I said, they said that when I sat down, the people in charge said, boy, you know, Mary, she's really plugged in this morning, or jumped into the river, you know, and I mean, it was just so similar to what that dream was, mm-hmm. that I thought, wow, Lord, you know. And so I've been asking the Lord to give me some new dreams, or to give me some visions, you know. Mm-hmm. And there was several, well, it's been quite a while now, and I had met this person, and we hadn't really gotten to know each other. We didn't know anything about each other. But she started talking to me one day about that. She had a dream or a vision or something, and I said, I've been praying for the Lord to give me dreams and visions. And I was shocked at her reply to me. She said, you wouldn't like it if he did. And I'm going, huh? You know. And she said, I don't like the things he shows me. And so, you know, I didn't say a word because I didn't know what to say, you know, and I wasn't going to put my two cents in because that just startled me, you know. And so I said, Lord, I have to leave this in your hands. You're God and you know all things, and I don't have to. Mm-hmm. No, because that's her life and her business, and it's none of mine. But it makes me wonder, you know, right. about things, you know. But I leave it up to you. And so, anyway. So that I'm still asking him for new visions and new dreams. And a scripture comes to my mind where it says, without a vision, the people perish. Mm-hmm. If they don't have a purpose to live for and a vision of where God wants to take them, you know, it's easy to get discouraged, mm-hmm. you know, along the way. And so because like when God began to show me about the territory that I had lost, I felt like I had just kind of dried up. But then one day I was reading my Bible just in my regular Bible reading, and it was in Isaiah. And there was a phrase in there about a dry tree. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, you're not a dry tree. And I said, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I'm not a dry tree. I mean, that you talk about a word in season. I was ready for that one. Because, you know, a lot of times I would sit there and I would say, I used to do this anyway. When I was quite a bit younger, I used to do this all the time. I wonder what God really thinks about me. How am I really doing? If I stood before him today, what would he say? Mm-hmm. Would he say, well done? Or would he say, you've been messing up. You need to straighten up. You know, and I have come to appreciate, come to appreciate the way the Lord corrects us, because he's really doing us good when he knows just how to correct us, mm-hmm. just what to say, just how much pressure to put on us, and then he just carries us all the way through, mm-hmm. And if we will submit to that correction and we won't pull back from it, then we'll find that he adds to it. He doesn't just add. God is real good at math. Mm-hmm. He is real good. He loves to add and multiply. Mm-hmm. But he will subtract those things that are not good for us. And he will divide us from things, you know, that are going to harm us. Mm-hmm. So he's real good at math. He's an expert. And you can trust him when you can't trust anybody else. And so, there's been a few times that I've had to really pray to know the true voice of God, that I would know that I was listening to the true voice of God. And for discernment. And so, God has been faithful, and I know that there was a time that I was leaning toward doing a certain thing. I had been praying about the Lord opening certain doors for me, and so I was looking for opportunity, and I got an opportunity. Somebody called me and asked me to do something, and I really wanted to do it. And I was planning on doing it. But then I can't remember why, but I was talking to a certain person on the phone. And I just asked them if they would pray with me about the decision that mm-hmm. I should make. And because I wanted to do the Lord's will, even though I wanted to know that I wanted to do it. But I thought, well, the Lord likes this and he likes this and he likes this, so why wouldn't it be? But yet, I just sensed that I needed, you know, so I asked this person to pray for me, and they said, okay, we'll pray. And they didn't tell me what to do. They didn't, but they just talked to me about other things and general things, you know, other situations. By the time I got off the phone with them, I knew what the answer was. And the answer was no. Mm-hmm. And I called that person, because when they had asked me to do it, I said, I'll have to pray about it. And so I called him and I said, the Lord said no. And so I just had that check in my spirit, mm-hmm. you know. And so I went against what Mary wanted to do. And I did what the, because I knew that that was from the Lord. And so even though it looked so right, I just knew it would be a mistake and I would lose instead of gain ground. So I turned it down. In the last few months, God has restored some things, and it will increase because God is a God of increase. At one point, I sensed God saying I was going to have to wait a while for some things, but a wait that allowed growth in discernment. See, I thank God because he knows how to correct us in the right way, and it builds us up and causes strength and understanding to develop as things work out for our good without any sense of condemnation. If you feel condemned about something, it's the devil. Mm-hmm. God is not a God of condemnation. He will convict you about things that you're doing wrong, but he will not condemn you. And so, especially like if you pray and you say, Lord, forgive me of anything, wash me clean in your blood, and you still feel condemned, you know that's the voice of the enemy, because mm-hmm. that's all he can do is condemn people. Mm-hmm. So now I want to read some words to a song. I might even try to sing part of this. And the song is In Christ Alone. That's the name of it. And it goes, my hope is found in Christ alone. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell nor scheme of man can can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand. I found my strength, I found my hope, I found my help in Christ alone. When fear has set, when darkness falls, I found my peace in Christ alone. I give my life, I give my all, I sing my song to Christ alone. The King of Kings, the Lord I love, all heaven sings to Christ alone.
I love that song.
Isn't that neat? That is such a good song. The Lord, I hadn't remembered that song in ages, and all of a sudden one day it just started coming back to me, and I grabbed a pen and I wrote it down immediately. So now we're going to get into the scripture.
We have time to take a break.
Yes, we'll do that. We'll get into the scripture part when we get back.
We do have a few prayer requests this morning. Pray for Emerson Morrow, that's Jace's daughter. And then pray for Henry. He is in ICU. Mandy asked us to pray for Henry. And then I have unspoken prayer quest for my family and for one of my dear friend's sons, Chris. Okay. So, and Chris is a member, he goes to our church, and he's one of my friends, so.
Father, we are so glad, Lord, that you are a personal God. Lord, you know each of us by name, and you know everything about us and everything that touches our lives. Lord, we lift up these people, Father, to you, Lord, and we ask you to move and meet their need. Lord, you know what they need greater than we do, greater than they even know what their own need is, Lord, because you see everything and you know what you are working out in them. And so, Father, we ask that your will be done in their lives, Lord, and that you bring forth the answers to their prayers in the way that is best for them, because, Lord, you always give us your best. And you take away the things that would harm us, Lord, or cause us sorrow and pain, Lord. And Lord, you go with us through the hard times. You give us your strength. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. And we can trust your wisdom because you are all wisdom. You are all truth. And Lord, we thank you that you are our solid rock. Lord, we pray for Emerson Morrow, Father, that you would minister to him and just touch him, Lord, in every area of his life. Touch him in his physical area. Touch him in his finances. Touch him, Lord, in all of his relationships with his families and friends, Lord. Father, you know what the need in his life is, and we just lift him up to you, Lord. We are so thankful that you love us with an everlasting love, and you have no respect of persons, Lord, and you know how to best meet our needs, Lord, and so we trust you explicitly, Lord, because there's no one that will do us like you do, because we are your creation, Lord, and you have our best interest at heart. Lord, sometimes our children don't understand us when, as a parent, we make a decision because we know what's best. And, Lord, sometimes we, as your children, we question sometimes things that happen in our lives too. But, Lord, you always give us our best, your best, and we can trust you when everything else around us is shaking sand. You know the direction. And you go before us and you prepare the way. So, Lord, we thank you for doing that. in these requests this morning, Father. And we pray, Lord, for Henry. Lord, he is in ICU. Lord, we pray that you would go there today. Father, you can go and you can do what the doctors cannot do. Lord, all power and all might is in your hands. Lord, and we just trust you, Father, in this situation, that your healing virtue, Lord, your son already paid the price on Calvary for our healing. And Lord, I thank you because, Lord, you hear and you answer, and your hand is not shortened to meet our need. And so, Father, we thank you for giving us your best. We thank you, Lord God, because you made available the healing. You caused your son to go to the cross and to take that beating on his back before he went to the cross. And he paid the price for our healing, and he paid the price for our salvation. And we just thank you, Lord, for that. Lord, your word says healing is the children's bread. So, Lord, we cry to you, Abba, Father, and we ask you, Lord, to meet our needs. And your word says, we know that if he hears us, we know that God hears us. And if we know that he hears us, then we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Lord, we don't have to beg you. All we have to do is trust in you and praise your name. And you give us your best. And we thank you.